Oh, look at that. Did you ever see such a wonderful sight?
We're only 100 miles above the surface now.
It really is green, isn't it? And we're low enough now to pick out the hills. The higher ones, anyway.
Yes, Lemmy.
Talk, Lemmy!
Yeah?
If you want to see a sight, come over here.
Well, what is it?
The Martian fleet. It's on its way. It's leaving.
Land sakes, it is, too. It looks even more impressive from down here than when we were flying in it.
We can't look so insignificant ourselves with all those spheres following behind us.
I hope they make it. The Martian fleet, I mean.
Good luck to them.
Hey, what was that, Lemmy?
I said good luck to them. At least they got courage. And if you ask me, that new Earth of theirs won't be such a bad place to live in.
Well, if you feel that way about it, why didn't you go with them?
What, and leave Becky behind? Get out of it. She's the one thing I've got that will make life on this Earth bearable.
It's getting very close to landing time, Jet.
Get back to the radio, Lemmy.
Yes, mate.
Tell them we'll be touching down within 30 minutes.
Right, mate.
Get over to number 2 control table, Mitch. Get ready to take us down.
Roger.
Hello, control. Lemmy Barnett calling.
How you doing?
You should be sighting us soon. We'll be on the deck within 30 minutes.
Thanks for the information. We're all ready for you. Anything else?
Just one thing, that's all.
What's that?
Put the kettle on, will you? I'm dying for a cup of tea.
That was the 20th and final episode in the present series of Journey into Space. Taking part in this recording were Andrew Folds as Jet Morgan, Alfie Bass as Lemmy, Guy Kingsley-Pointer as Doc, and Don Sharp as Mitch. Other parts were played by Alan Tilfen and David Jacobs. The orchestra was conducted by Van Phillips, who also composed the music. Sound control and special effects were by Brian Willey and Tony Luke. The scientific advisor throughout the series was Kenneth Gatland.
We pray.
Journey into Space was written and produced for the BBC by Charles Chilton.